Coming to Tsurov. Assuring. Tsars. First. Usually, you're the name of these things. I'll tip the chpe. The mice were in the town. In Sefer Yoshua. He stole the vet. He says, if the oil is in a veha tlois, he calls it, his mind here. The lemhaze is a veha tlois. The Talmud over there says, Ibn Hashem, who has to be Ibn Hashem and Umatzov, has to appear himself to be able to be Taka Ibn Hashem in such a very situation. Ein Shalom over there, he said, the name of this is what we want to try to talk about. Matzav, Yisurim, Tzaris. Come on, everybody has the sheer Yisurim and Tzaris. Some harder, some less. The Magish many times. They come out every Nisayin, no matter what Tzur of the Nisayin comes, what Matar of the Nisayin is, it has a Gavisa Kaishi. It means it has a certain amount of difficulty, Shverkite. But what tonight we want to talk about is with the Matara, the whole Chetz of the Nisayin is the Tzor itself, the Yisurin and the Tzor itself. It's not a Shaila, not the Kaddish Baruch Hu who's testing you how much you hold on to the Avodah Zarah. Hashem doubt it. A certain Chilek of Avodah Hashem. The Tachlis is the Tzoris and the Yisurin, themselves. Yeah, so first Mar Malkim, we'll open up the sugi a little bit. Chavis Lavovitz, Shar Chesmer HaNefesh, you do the Chavis Lavovitz over there, 30 Cheshbonis that a person has to make in Chesmer HaNefesh. 27 Chesmer HaNefesh is a big Mamash, Yisoid Dvorim, Yisoid Him Oid, in this sugi. It's called Kabbalah Sisur. Kabbalah Yisurim Agav, the Ramal says Tzoris are Yisurin is Yisuri HaGuf. Yisurin is when we talk when a person has physical suffering. And Tzoris is when a Mikra happens to him. It's called a Tzor. So a Mikra happens to him, it's very that he has to go through suffering. Because Lavavas is Mesader a little bit, the Sugya explains a little bit the Nisayin of Yisurin. Because Lavavas, we mocked him, the Hemshech, he says, that's in the three type of categories of seva that a person can go through. One is when he has to suffer al hamroisay, which the Farshim explained mean that he has to be suffer in order because he has such a big taiva to be over on a mitzvah. And Parshat, it's suffering that he has to go through to hold himself back. This seva that a person has to do for avodas Hashem, it means he has to give up on different things in order to learn. Give up on certain things in order to do a positive, be able to do a mitzvah. That's not the ikur we're talking about tonight, we're talking about the third category. Because it's always called Seva La Pig Ha'ilam. It means different things, but it's called Kulei suffering, there's no side things. Kodesh Baruch Hu brings a mensch, different things. A pekel. Takes a long time to find the shidduch. He's sick, someone is sick in his mishpacha. Children. Tzar Gidol Banim. B'chulei b'chulei. There's not a shortage of the list. Save all the pig oil. If a Chavizlava shells a vek, this is one of the Iker Nisyonis that Kadosh Baruch Hu brings a person. Shteit azay. Chesh ben ha'odam em nafshoi, kshetovei olav ro begufoi, oi b'mamoinoi, oi b'inyan minyav. What is the Chesh ben? He has to make a Chesh ben if he was Natsliach and he was aiming in the Nisyon. What's the Shaila? Shaila is, was he mikabel hakol milikov b'simcha? Was the menuse, were you, Baal Nisoyin, were you able to mikabel hakol milikov b'simcha? V'yizbol sevel roitze b'din elikim. When you carried the seivah, when you beared the suffering, did you do it by even with rotzen? Was there a given amount of rotzen? The loy seivah mitzkatzif al zirosik. K'may shenema v'chikisi la'ashem ha'master panay beis yakav v'kivesi loy. V'aliyah k'may shenema lo v'hoya kiri yira v'skatzif v'kilo b'malka v'lekov v'panay l'malka. So his love is the same. There's two ways that people react. Life and quality, life and the gadol. There's two ways that people react to Yisun. There are people who are able to makabel with a certain amount of simcha. See Yisun doesn't last. Dafka means go out of rakida. But there's something called the kabel beratan. He's a musig of makabel the Yisun beratan. And there's a musig of makabel Yisun because I'm stuck. What can I do? Never. Usually that brings with a tremendous amount of bitterness. Complaining. What's kind of tongue, you know? What's kind of tongue? There's a cheshbon nefesh a person has to make if he's oimid in this nisay. So we're going to shtel vector 2 zeshmaitz and we'll see a little bit how taka to be matzliach. So he goes weiter and he says, we'll skip and go back for a second. He says that lemaisa, there's two types of telesim. In the sign of Yisurin, when they come to Pigei Olam, he brings Pesukim, many Pesukim in Tanakh, they talk about two unhuggers of Hashem called Chesed Ve'emes, Kodesh Baruch Hu, El Dovra Melech, Chesed Ve'emes. So, the Chesed Ve'emes, Emes, is when Kodesh Baruch Hu brings Yisurin on a mensh, Yisurin and Tzoris on a mensh, for the purpose of Kabaris Avinus, Mirik Avinus. A mensh has a cheshbon with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's when he has to be Nifra. Yeah, we know so. The Kadosh Baruch Hu does the emes. He does the emes. Emes means dikta kadin. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking what has to be taken. And much rather be in this world than if you had a felt. That's the hanhoga called emes. And then there's hanhoga called chesed. There's a hanhoga of being tzor al chesed. Which the Chazal says that's in order. Oishi yaschol. This chesed. Oishi yaschol min elikim lecha al derech hanisoyim v'amivchon. V'yarba b'zeh ha-boyu yischorcho v'yagdil gmulcho. It's a musig when a person, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings a Tzara, called kuli to give a person tzchah. Which is our definition. Now, gang gong the whole time means that's the mile of nisernis that we're seeing in Rambam. Nisernis can make a mensch vax, can grow, can bring a mensch higher. Sometimes it's for avoinis, sometimes it's not avoinis b'chlal. There's no cheshman of avoinis, there's no cheshman, but Kadosh Baruch Hu wants him to vax. Any way he wants the mensch to vax is duch tzara and duch nisernis. That's the toys people make. People think that they're not the near tzoris. There's a certain shtaking a person can do with tzoris. Near it, that's nichlam. Chazal say, "Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov, 'Vinu bikesh Yaakov leishav v'shalva reish parshu leishav.' The kufs alav roig zeh shol yosef. Yaakov wanted to sit. He already had tzoris his whole life. Esav love, you know, he had tzoris. All of a sudden, he's gonna loshen on Chazal is like the yechol etzadikim shol reish leishav v'shalva v'olam haba." Hello, Roitzim, Leish, B'Shal, Boydom Hazen. Kopf to all of Roitzim, Shoyev. What's licking them? What's Oydom Hazen? I'm not. Heard that the Chazal is saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, you want to stop? When do you finish moving? When did you get to the final destination? The final Yad? That's Oydom Haba. Oydom Haba, that's where you stop. Yeah, I don't want to sit and learn. How do you want to sit and learn? But Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, the certain steiging that I have you, the certain more makonis I have to go to, that need Dafka Tzoris. Tzoris is going to bring you life. Stop! Place are you going to stop? It's going to be another level. Here you still have to grow. There's more you have to grow. Can your tzoris make a person grow? That's chesed. I'm trying to see more a little bit how that works. That's chesed. There's two matars. Well, the Chavis earlier says a dove in Neir. It's Yedi and Neirot and the Chavis Lavav. It's very scary. It says all these talis in the art and tzoris and Yisurin, they're all tully in this previous bechina that he spoke about before. It's tully how you, and it's makif. Tully how you makabal Yisurin. Says like this. Tarzah, he says, besides the etzma minda ben Yisyonis, that Avram was able to do it berotzin. All the Yisurin that he was makabal, the Mefarshim point out, that after Kedah Sitzach, which was arguably the greatest one ma'isa of Avodah Hashem in the entire history of the world, so what happens afterwards? What's his shkoyach? His shkoyach is the tzor dies. He can't find the makam kfur for her. He owns Eretz Yisrael. He can't find the makam kfur. He has to fight. He has to tircha. what type of terumas, what type of terumas he could have had in his mind, what a yitzhar he could have had, pashut to even the smallest nidnud of it, das bakut me. The al zayin das bakut me, no. It's also the vavay nem money for that garnish. What a one nidnud of here racha kodesh baruch. One nidnud of here racha kodesh baruch. Dem shem mitzas the vavay nem lefanecha. Doctor Hazel Behemshech. He says, this is called a Seval HaToiv. Someone is able to bear the tzaras, the Yisroel HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings him a toiv. Doctor Hazel says, a Seval HaToiv mi the toiva. Va Seval Shabal of Muchuch boy, that's the way some people deal. They're forced to. They don't really accept it. They don't shtaik from it. They don't take it. They don't take it as something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. The Muchuch boy. Zok the Mefarshim of the Chavizlov is referring to the two Bechinas he says later on, that the Chesed Eves, and the Chavizlov is saying a person who is not Mekabel Yisurin Berotzen, he's not Mekabel Yisurin Berotzen, so then he loses all the talisman of the Yisurin. It's unbelievable, Zach, the governor of You have to. A person could be the Yisurin. You have people are waiting for children 20 years, 25 years. People are waiting. Yisurin, Agnus Nefesh, emotional tzar, unbelievable tzar. It could do unbelievable things. Say in the beginning of MS, say in the beginning of Chesed, we'll talk a little bit tonight, we'll see a little bit. How much a person could grow. Kadosh Baruch Hu picked them out, that's their tafkid. And the Vemeir, he could push it through everything down the garbage. He doesn't sound like Yisurin in the right way. That's what I'm saying. So what does it say? That all the Te'elison you have in the Yisurin, the Iker Te'elison, sounds like all the others you have, is all told in the way you make up. Marpin Nefesh, and the Farshim of Chavis Lovis, he says, Chavis Lovis, the Kor of Chavis Lovis, is saying more in Brachas Tachay. Sugi there from Sugi of Yisurin. Amar Avuna, Kol Shea Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chafetz boy, he has a chifetz, Kadosh Baruch Hu desires somebody. The Yid that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves, he loves him. He has a chifetz. Medakoy be Yisroel. Kadosh Baruch Hu picks him out, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings on him, presses him with Yisroel. Shenema. Hashem chafetz dakoy hei chali. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a chifetz at somebody. The Chazal Darshani. Hei chali, brings him chayla. He brings him a chayla. Steht weiter, Jochel, afilu loy kibla me'ava. I would think that this chifetz is only, even if he's not mekabel ba'ava, tam aloymar, im tosim oshom nafshet. Hemshech, the tzitzukim state, if he places himself like an oshom. Ma oshom ledas, af yisurin ledas. Just like an oshom, a korban is a din. Ma'akim and a korban, v'tsoyne. A korban needs das, needs das bailam. Yisurin needs das. Chavis Lovis learned. And when the Gemara is saying that the chifetz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally on the das of the Baal Yisurin, it's talking about all the talis in the Baal Yisurin Tzaras. All the chifetz of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to do with the Yisurin is totally in das. If you're mekabel of a das, you say, okay, I'm ready to take HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't ask for this, but when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings, I'm ready to take it, I'm ready to step up to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking me, and I'm going to take it. Then you have all the talis in the Yisurin. All the gidulin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to bring you to Yisurin, you have. However, if you're muchach, you say, what's kind of time? You go through life, you drag through, you schlep through life. And you're muchach, it's ma'akif. You have to take a search. If it's done, it could be other Rishayim Arvim. But the Rishayim Arvim, love is scary enough. If Nikki Rishayim is Kvayan, he's in Yom Rishayim, but his love is holds. He's saying that this Sugi that we're talking about tonight, Nisayim, I've had to accept Yisurin. Had to accept Yisurin in the right way. It was totally pasha the Iker Te'elis of the Iker Te'elis of the Yisurin. There's two nekudas that I want to read duch. The Matzliach in this mitzvah, the Chavis Lovis says, it's two nekudas. One is Hagdama, it's pasha, this is the Hagdama, this is the side, everything starts in there. And then the episode of Mahalach had to work, and I avoided the Mahalach had to work to think maybe about the Te'elis of anything. Yisoid, Mamash, which is Mamash Yisoid HaChaim. Say the Chaim, I've said it over different times. The older I grow, it's a chesif for me. So she made me say the Chaim. Pshach, Zichron Lebracha. And Abdoma, Av Yezri. Noshim, the Kach, Noshim Kedushim. He says it, it's a word, it's not a word. He's saying it's a word. Mamma, she say the Chaim. He's saying the Pesukim in Vayelech. Pesukim Shteta, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu, standing, curved, Liyom Yisasa. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, after you die, Kali Yisrael is going to start straying. Azavani, Vehefer, Esbusi, Ashakarati Yisrael. When that's going to happen, either Yochid from Kali Yisrael, or Tzibur from Kali Yisrael, when it's not going off. V'chora api boi b'yei mahu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring Erechorina, Azavtim. V'starti p'nai meh. It's going to bring an Aziv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hester p'nai. Do'a heitzichon b'tzores. Chetzav Tzoris and Yisroel analysis. Hastar is punim. There's a Uris punim, there's no mokum for any tzar. Hastar is punim, that's where the Teltzar comes out. V'hoye lecho, u'metzu'u rois rabbis v'tzoris. It's going to come out that Yid, that Yochid, or the Tzibur. They're going to come upon them rois rabbis, v'loshen rabbim v'tzoris. However, sh'deit behem sh'chapotzik, v'omar b'yoy mahu, aloy al ki'ein elekai b'kirbi v'tzu'uni arois eil. V'zokim v'forshim. But the Yid, he starts having charata, he starts having epis nichnas b'libay, he went off. And that was nichnas hirurei charata b'libay. Aloy, I can't even call the kai b'kim, until he realizes why is he getting these stars? Why is he getting fetch? I'll can't even call the kai b'kim, until he realizes, the fract of Shach. The stereo, there's a shinun between the reish of the pasuk and the sefer of the pasuk. Beginning of the pasuk state, mitzuni rois, rabbi zitzorish. Tzvei zachet, tzvei b'chinas of a rabbi. He's a Ra and Tzoris. In the end of the Pasuk, he says, Aloy al ki ein al kai bekirbi, mitzuni aroi seilo. What happened to the Tzoris? Daf shtein. Aloy al ki ein aloy kai bekirbi, mitzuni aroi zatzoris seilo. What is only fear ois rois? What happened to the Tzoris? Zokum Shach. At the beginning of Pasuk is before the Muna and the Tachim. And the end of the Pasuk is after the Muna and the Tachim. Kan koidim and Muna, kan achim. When a person is without a Muna and the Tachim, so then, there's Rois and there's Tzaris. Once there's a Moon and Bitochen, the Rois, the one Ois Tzaris. The Rois blame maybe Rois, oh, then that's it. First try. So the Mamma should very easily do that. I'm saying, I'm one of the mensch. Third is Magalthus, Kaychas, and Nefesh of a mensch. Pshach, he was a Baltzor himself. So that was about Yisurin. And every Ra. In every peckle, what we call, every peckle like Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us. Every peckle. Shalom Shalom, there's three zachim. There's the etzim ra. There's the machl. There's the worry. There's the pain. There's the emotional. There's the etzim bad thing. And the tzveita zachim, as Rav says, is even worse than the etzim ra. That's the tzah. That's the tzora. The tzora, in Targum Unkel, is tied to this okon. Okon means how it hurts me, how it pinches me, how it stings me. There's the etzim ra, but then there's the mensch who the ra is coming to. It's his emotional yachas to what's been happening. His emotional yachas of Reb Shach, he feels sorrow milosh and tzar. He feels in a narrow, lonely place. He feels desperate, and he feels he's not standing any karka. He doesn't know what's going to be. He's waiting for a shidduch for 15 years. He's the last one liquid. He don't have to wait so long to start feeling. He doesn't know what's going to be. His entire Metzius is beyush. No, worsely, he doesn't feel that he's samuch on anything. He doesn't feel anything is carrying him. So Rav Shach, that is the ikur problem, that is the ikur ouch, that is the ikur difficulty in carrying a tzar. The ikur difficulty in carrying a tzar is the emotional yachas that the tzar brings with it, that the Ra brings with it. So Rav Shach, that's totally the person's emunah and bitachon. When you don't have emunah and bitachon, so the pshat is, what's going to be? Who's here? What's going on over here? A mensch vasot emunah and bitachon, zok David HaMelech, gam ki eilech begeit salmoves, lo iro ro ki ato imodi. What's this taich bitachon? Bitachon is, so a little bit less week from the Chazanish, bitachon is ki ato imodi. Bitachon is that there's something always carrying you. That's the Eibush. The machl is all kinds of... The machl is the Eibishter. I eat a pella, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? That's part of the mazah. Taka, kasha. But that's the Eibishter. The Eibishter brings you a machl, brings you a tzar. The Eibush is carrying you. Every last chemo treatment. Every last trip to the doctor for whatever you're going to the doctor for. Every shidduch, every date. The Eibush is sending you there. And the Eibush is the one who's bringing you the tzar. You're in trusted hands. Is it working out the way you want it? Chesed is working out the way you want it. But someone is holding you. Zokum shach and take it from a Baal Tzor. That's a mapecha. That's a mapecha. The person before he had bitachin, it's again desperation. He's lost. He doesn't know what's going to be. Totally lost. Come on, I can't function. Can't continue. But after amuna, after you hold ki atoi modi, ki neina loyke bekirbi. All of a sudden, the roi is not a tzor anymore. It's a rope. Say it. I'm left with the machla. I'm left with what I have. I can handle it. I know a Kaddish Baruch Hu saying, I don't understand the plan. It's not the way I would want it to work out, but obviously the Eibush is Makar HaToyv. He's holding me, he's directing me. He is holding me. Farzichrut, the person wants to be farzichrut in life. There's nothing, there's no musig in the world to be farzichrut of anything. We don't know what's going to be when I review. The einzige Sache, was farzichrut is, that the Eibush is running everything. Shalos, do you feel it or don't you feel it? There's no mention of his leaven by those. They live with that, they live with Yatoi Madi, and they're always in good hands, and never under shaky karka. They're never lost, they're never in desperation. Shach, 2 years, he writes, Nachdomen, the Dover, to the Rabbi Shnia of it's in every Aviezi. He writes a little bit, he let these people, big people, didn't talk about the tzaras, but he let out after some Ashu. He writes how after the First World War, his Lashon is, he's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He writes how, we all Yehudi Litta had to were Nigla from Litta, and there were he writes Lashon. There's a few years I pushed, didn't know my parents were. I have no idea. I didn't have no contact with my parents. I know where my parents were. Yeah. By us, I don't know if I have to go by a week. We could not talk to our parents. He not only didn't talk to us, I didn't know Bechalal who his Mishpacha was. He doesn't write over there, but Yehudi Davar who was here. They tell he didn't. Kids say he learned Kant's mind. He didn't stop learning for those. I remember when I was 2 or 3 years, he pushed, didn't know anything. Didn't know where everything was. Ki atoi modi. A regular person would be totally kitzer, his home with seas, his whole mind in the world was he did his whole family was pushed gone, he didn't know klal what happened. Right. Ki atoi modi. He's a big yisoy, this is olive based Nasubi of Kabbalah Yisrael. From here, this is where everything starts off. You're talking about me mekabel besimcha, it doesn't mean not to cry. It doesn't mean when something hurts, it hurts. It can't not hurt, we're not talking about how much it hurts. Not talking about hurts. The first nekuda in being the Kabbal Ratzim, being the Kabbal Ratzim, is this sugya. Is the sugya of being able to push and not lose yourself, not push and feel totally lost. To stand on your feet. To realize. And to live with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, and to realize the Kaddish Baruch Hu is behind the thing. Chavis Lavavis, in Shar Bitochen, he talks about Kami gives Kama Sibis, of Tzadik Varaloi, what could be the Tachlis. And he gives Mami many Sfaras. This Mami is very chashuv to understand. That's not the sugya. There, people make this mistake when Yisurin come on them, and they have the star in the mishpacha, and they go running around for reasons to understand. That's not where it starts. Could be that's part of it, but it's not where it starts. Somebody who doesn't have this nekuda of Shach talking about Yato Imodi, somebody has doesn't have this nekuda of Shach. All the svaras in the world are not going to help you keep it. I can help you keep it. Chavis Lavavis is after a person has betachut. He's after a person is standing. Now the pshat is your brain rose. The person's brain, it's very hard to control your brain, freeze it and say, okay, the Eibush understands the best. So your brain wants the epis, understand something. So the Kabbalah says, I'll give you a reason. Okay? If you have a shver Rambam, you know the Rambam's right. Right? You know the Rambam's right. Rambam's right. Shalos, what's the teretz? You look for the teretz a different way. You're not gonna have any suffix if the Rambam's right. That's what the Kabbalah is talking about. After a person, he realizes, I'm going to stay, I'm going to be here, I'm going to be exactly what I'm supposed to be. I don't, the etzem have to worry. You know, I want to understand, I have a kasha, I want to understand, maybe, can my brain maybe be able to try to understand something, Allah is going to give you all the reasons. If you have Rav Shach saying, if you have Ki Atoi Modi, then you could try to start understanding maybe what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a person doesn't have that alibi, it's not going to help you all the hasboros in the world. You're lost. You feel like you're lost and you're lost. You'll understand for you'll hear for 2 seconds, for an hour you'll hear, and tomorrow it's not gonna come back to you. Somebody who does, he has the bosses, he's holding sturdy, he's holding. This is Mamish, you say this is Rav Shach. I heard a man, Yeshiva, who was nifted from Yadam Achos, so he spoke. during the matzah, Mamash told me, this is Shachu Machai. He said, this is so, Mamash worked on this. From the MSF by Yesu, and went to it, he said, this is Shachu Mamash Machai. This is Mamash, this basic, this is the Aleph base, Mamash that starts that. So somebody doesn't have this, someone who doesn't have the Tochet, doesn't work on the Tochet, doesn't work on the Kiyat Toyimadi, he's going to be lost when I come. At least one maybe working, avoided the kamhalach, understanding the ta'elis of the Nisayim, what the Chavis Lavavis talks about. The Chavis Lavavis says, as a musigov, that sometimes the Nisayim is not even for kaparas avonis. The Nisayim is the God of the person, the chesed, it's a chesed. To give bishar means make him bigger. So it's kind of we find him had a shtalvek. Let's see one mahalach a person can work on. It's Ramban. Parshas Vaschan, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Dorten State talks about the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu picked Kal Yisrael. The noise of these weeks' parshas, the Ayintra parshas. It's Yisrael Mitzrayim, Kadosh Baruch Hu picked us, all other nations. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have a connection, a kesher, with Bnei Odom. Picked one arm, picked Kal Yisrael, maybe Shiva Munus. What's the reason? Stay in the pasuk. Ki loy mirubchem choshet b'chem Hashem. El me'avas me'avoso yoschem. Me'yushomer yes ashua ashenishba. Ramban's mazbe. What does this mean? What does this ava that Kadosh Baruch Hu had specifically to Klal Yisrael? So the Ramban is it. Tam choshak. Choshak b'chem Hashem. Shenikshar imochem b'kesher ametz. Cheishek is a lashon of desire when it becomes so strong. The ke'ilu becomes intertwined. The cheishek is so strong, they intertwine. Shall you pour in mechem loy lamiloshen v'chashukeim kesef? State by the crushim, chashukeim kesef, hold it to crush them together. V'yivchar bechem mikol ha'amin. That was how strong the cheshek is between Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. V'yivchar mechem mikol ha'amin shi'tiu atim skula v'nachlaloy. Hakadosh Baruch Hu picked that you are his skula, you are his private oitzer. Klal Yisrael, us Klal Yisrael, we were a private oitzer. Ki a bechira b'kol mokum b'riva v'nachir. Bechira always means there's a choice. The Kadosh Baruch Hu had a choice and he picked us. Ba'omer hatam. Ki ma'avish Hashem o'ischem. Bocha b'chem. What's the yisoid? What exactly did this Kadosh Baruch Hu see in us? Ramban's megala yisoid. Shero aschem ruyim nis'ayev l'fonov v'nifchorim la'ava yoyis mikol ahav. Zog to Ramban why. And this is a big yisoid when a person wants to pick a friend, a person wants to pick an oyev. Ramban says, what is the ik ingredient? You want to pick a good friend? You want to have a big oyev? Ramban says, you think it's about Baal Kishrin, a charismatic person, a popular person, a successful person. Ramban says it ingredient. None of the above. Ki anivcha al oyev hayideya lizbol es oyavoy b'chol habo olam mimeh. Ramban says the most important ingredient in an oyev is somebody who could push it, be soyvel me. No matter what I'm going to do him, no matter what I'm going to tell him, no matter how obnoxious I'm going to be, no matter how impossible I'm going to be to deal with, he's going to deal with me no matter what situation. That is the most important ingredient in an oyev. Rabbi Yehuda Mola says it's a klei l'chachover, because as much of a Baal Kishrin as your friend is, there's going to be time where your kishrinis are going to have friction. It's going to happen. It's not going to guarantee your friendship. The only thing that's going to guarantee your friendship, that's going to guarantee your ava, is someone who has the ability to push it. Soivel means that it's hard. It is hard. It doesn't stim. And it doesn't make any sense. I'm soivel. I should carry the brunt. Carry the brunt. You know? Soivel. Yisroel nulim lekach mikol ha'om. And in this bechin, and this ingredient, Klal Yisroel is the most chosen people. Because they have the greatest koyach seivel. Kama yishamru. Shloisha azim heim. Yisrael b'umas. There are three types of b'chinas of azim. And all the umas, Klal Yisrael, they're the azim. They could stand and suffer and bear any sort of suffering. What it was, all the shmadin there was, the Gans Klal Yisrael, the Gans history of Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu took away people, entire mishpacha. Posh it Eden. Wiped out entire mishpacha. 20, 30, 40, 50 mishpacha g'dayla. They stay nemun to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, koyach seivel. Ki yamdu loy ben isyoin is Dr. Ramban. O Yehudi oitz loy. He's quoting a lashon of a medrash. But with the tongue, that was one of the isyoin. Either be shmad, either shmadzich loy, is a cross. Either shmadzich a seyid. And it was Pasha Yidin were able to stand in that Nisayim, the Sirus Nefesh. This is an ingredient that makes Klal Yisrael. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu chose HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael, because that makes us an Oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because what we say in the Hishanas, Oyim HaNichoyimah, we talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we ask Hishanah, Oyim HaNichoyimah, Chavuko Dvuko Boch, Hishanah Nesun Elamakim, Hishanah Sevel Esivloch, Teunas Uloch, that's what we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is willing to understand anything you're going to serve us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shverest in the Soyim, the Shverest in Yisur, the Shverest the Tzoros, we're going to stand, we're ready to take it, we're ready to show and vise Ahavah. Ha'oila from the Ramban, this is a bechina that a person will look at. Ha'oila from the Ramban is, when Kadosh Baruch Hu, going back to the Mor and Brachas, the Mor and Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's chafetz, he wants to sometimes show and make a person a greater Oyev, bring out how much he's Oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bavur of Ram Oyavi, the greatest Milo Oyavi, is one of the things that a person could concentrate on during this Zman, if a person. The person goes through Matzav of Atzor or Matzav of Yisurin. You can understand and think, yeah, it's fair, it's savable. Oh, this is the. We don't ask for it. If I'm in this situation, if the Shabbos is giving me the Meglechai, giving me the opportunity to vise my nemonis for him, to vise how much I'm an Oyev of his, how much I'm an Oyev of his. We don't ask for this, but this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu shall do. That's his Magdalos, his Magdalos. This is not bad. Heroes, this is that's just heroes we've spoken and speaking about. So giving us Sionis. In the Tzad HaShov, we spoke about Sionis from all different surahs. We always try to, a little bit cover. A little bit of a cover touch. How we can touch many different surahs of the Sionis. So the Iker we spoke about at the beginning, this is what we saw is. Nisayinus again, they're shver. They're very shver, and they can't. We're not going to tingle the frekha, because that's what actually is the power of the Nisayin. We try to do a little bit and learn up is the koyach of the Nisayin. We saw is Nisayin has this unbelievable, uncanny ability to push it, squeeze out of us koyach is pushed out of deer, squeeze out of koyach is out of deer, and there's so many different nekudas and so many different oifanim, different koyachs that have to be developed, need to be developed. And this is what we're here for. We're here to grow. It's Dafkin and Nisayin that could do it. We saw Vaitin Nisayin also takes different parts of us that are right now artificial, superficial layers, the more outer layers, and it makes it more chilik of us, that it sticks with us. Afabik, it sticks with us forever. We're just familiar with that part of Madrash. What we said then is that this is very chashuk. The Baal Nisayin always has to remember. Shastin Nisayin, always don't look at yourself now. Chashuk has to remember. In any of the two of the Nisayin comes, many times the Baal Nisayin looks at himself, he says, I'm not going to make it. How I can't? Whether it's a sorrow that we ended up with, but everything he's saying is saying it's a taiva, it's a sign of in Parnosa, it's a sign in Ben Amachaver, whatever the sign is, the person looks at him and he says, I'm not gonna make it, I can't. And we saw as the answer is he's right. Because the who you are today, you can't make it. But you don't know who you are. That's what we saw. Avraham Avinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, El Oretz Asher Reka. I'm not gonna show you. I'm not gonna tell you where you're going because you don't know where you're going. Go! Be over in the sun, you see how far you could go. You think you're Yankel, but your Yankel is much more than Yankel is. We always have to remind ourselves of that. Now, Levi, Hashem, we have to daven. Al Tavien Ledein Nisayin, but for Indian Nisayin, we should be Zeicha Taka. Hopefully, to be Taka. Be over in the sun, and be Zeicha to see Al Oretz Hashem Erecha.
I have a topic already. I don't even know yet how to label it.